We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you. You'd better
think. From our New York studios, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning. You know, it is the big State of the Union tonight that everybody will be paying attention to. And there will be three big goals that will, well, I'm just going to say it, scare the hell out of a lot of people that President Obama will discuss in his State of the Union speech. And the same president who used technology and social media to help him get elected is going old school in his State of the Union speech to get those goals accomplished. He will say he is going to use good old-fashioned pen and a phone to get things done in his remaining 3 years in office. How do I know? Because he said so in his first cabinet meeting in 2014 that he will use his power of the presidential pen to either veto unwanted legislation or sign executive orders and encourage nonprofits and corporations to try to get done what Congress cannot. And in the same meeting, President Obama said the overall message to his cabinet, and that will be amplified in his State of the Union speech, is that it will be all hands on deck to build on the recovery that we're already seeing. So with that as a foundation, he will go before lawmakers and the American people to sell his vision for the next 3 years. So number one is the use of the power of the presidential pen in the bully pulpit. Number two, the president will no doubt double down on the importance of his key piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act. It will be a tough sell considering the rocky start of the Obamacare website. But the president will talk about the fact that so far 3 million people have enrolled. He will tell you that if things continue as they are, his administration may reach its initial goal of 7 million people signing up for coverage by the end of enrollment on March 31st. Fingers crossed for that one. Number three will be the big theme the president will be hammering home. He's been hammering it in Washington and all across the country, and that is income inequality. Speaking at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois last summer, President Obama said the income of the top 1% nearly quadrupled from 1979 to 2007, while the typical families barely budged. While he touched on this in his last State of the Union speech, saying that minimum wage needed to be raised, it did not happen. He will ask again in order to narrow the divide between rich and poor. These three themes scare conservatives and, quite frankly, the rich. Most see it as redistributing the wealth, stealing from the rich to give to the poor. They also see the Affordable Care Act as wealth redistribution and another social program for which taxpayers will end up paying. Remember, conservatives' goal is to lower taxes. And as far as the power of the pen and the phone, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says that sounds like, quote, vaguely a threat. That is the conundrum President Obama faces and the tightrope he will walk in tonight's speech. In this State of the Union, which matters the most in his presidency, before the public's attention turns to the 2014 midterm elections, before Americans become consumed with who their next president will be, can President Obama finally convince Republicans and even some Democrats to work with him, or will pen and phone be interpreted as a threat that pushes them further into their prospective corners? It's going to have to be one hell of a speech. I think what he should do is he should get Richard Sherman to come out. He should say, the State of the Union is strong, and now I'm going to hand it over to Richard Sherman. And Richard Sherman will say, don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Rand Paul. John Boehner. And they mediocre. When you're mediocre, don't ever talk about me. I'm the best. I am the best.
And come out with Luda too. I like it.
He might look, but he might need some help from Macklemore. I'm just saying.
Good one, Don Lemon.